This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason and I were just chatting about the selection for president. And he's working on a website so that you could vote for him, you know, write him in. And we were talking about in the past, I have written myself in for president a bunch of times. And governor. And senator, congressman, mayor. And that's because there's nobody worth voting for. And I mentioned to Jason that we've received some calls over the years from people saying that I should run for president. And I said, no, not me. USA Prepares maybe, but not me. And we just bring the whole faculty of USA Prepares and, you know, just do the right thing for the villagers, you know. Represent them, their interests, put America first. And actually, I didn't tell him the story, but if Mike Ma, one of our instructors, were president, that would be pretty interesting. And Mike Ma, for those of you who are new to class, is a combat Marine. He was in Vietnam, and he was in the thick of it, in the shooting part. And about 10% of the Marines actually are combat Marines. So just because you know someone is a Marine doesn't mean they've been shooting and being shot at. Well, he was. And what he would do if he were in the White House as president is, you know, he'd be known for, you know, carrying his guns, and he does. And he'd call people in that he'd want to have a discussion with and see how they feel about certain things. And if they disagreed with him, that gun would probably go off, you know, that pistol. And then everybody else that got called would be really afraid to go meet with the boss. Because you remember what happened to the last guy that had a chat with the boss. So that's kind of what Mike Ma's administration would be like. And it wouldn't be that he was a dictator, but he'd want people to do the right thing and have morals and values and a code of conduct and be polite and so forth. That's what he would want. He would want honesty and integrity in the Mike Ma White House. Something that is lacking and has been lacking for decades in that area known as the District of Criminals. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And today it's just me. Just me and a couple Colts. And those Colts have names. And if you want to see what they look like, you may. You can go to the Internet. And the Colts that I have with me in the studio have names. And their names are real short. Very, very short. So you can type in Colt, C-O-L-T, and then you can type in the type of Colt. One of them is a black Colt, and the name of the black Colt is AR-15, as in AR-15. The other Colt is named 1911, after the year 1911. So if you want to look up what the Colts look like, you can go to the Internet and type in Colt space AR-15. Click on images, you'll see it, or you can click on, Colt 1911, 1911, and click on images, and you'll see what they look like. Rich Sheeban is farming today. He's preparing for winter. He's stacking wood as the weather's getting colder and winter approaches. This is what farmers do. And Rich knows that if he wants to be warm this winter, he's got to do that. So he is gathering wood. And wood heats four times. Not just once, it heats four times. It heats when you gather it. It heats when you cut it. It heats when you stack it. And it heats when you burn it. So at least four times, sometimes five or more. And since Rich Sheban mentioned cars this morning, I had a wonderful opportunity to chat with one of his friends. One of his friends came over with his truck yesterday, and he needed a little bit of help with it. And it has a traction control problem, a computer issue that Ford can't figure out. It also has a symbol on the dash saying there's another problem with it. And so we have this deluxe scanner, does everything, except it doesn't recognize the Ford F-150. Like 7 years old, 8 years old, something like that. Think about that. So the most common, popular truck ever made, Ford F-150, this scanner that is advertised as being able to attach to, diagnose, reset, you know, all these models of vehicles, and you can't connect to this particular Ford. And it's not like there's only one of them. There's a lot of them. Millions of Fords. So we're going to talk to the company and find out, Autel, his name of the company, what's up? Why did these people lie? Why did they say that, oh, yeah, it diagnoses and connects and you can service all these vehicles with this very expensive scan tool? And it doesn't. They all do it. They all do it. All the brands that we've tried lie. They say that they can do things that they can't possibly do. They'll say, oh, yeah, it works with BMW, it works with Mercedes, and you go to connect it, and it doesn't. It doesn't. I hate that. And so what do you do with this device? So let me tell you the story since Rich Sheban mentioned cars. He's not even hearing he mentioned cars. Can you imagine that? So Rich's friend and our friend, this gentleman, was here yesterday at the farm, and he drove out to see Rich. Spent some time at Rich's farm in Montana. So Rich knows this gentleman. And this man has a John Deere manufactured riding lawnmower. And you sit on it and you turn the wheel and it has a mower deck. And that's all it does. It's a riding lawnmower. It's not a tractor. And it has a belt that drives the mower. And what he wanted to do was, he thought, I'll just bring it to John Deere and have them put a belt on for me. And how much could that possibly cost? Well, I'll tell you. If you go to the internet, I looked up this particular model mower, and it's similar. Not exactly the same, but similar to the ones that you might see at Walmart in the good old days, like, you know, last December. And it's just a small riding mower. It's not a tractor. It's just a riding mower. And they're a couple thousand dollars, like $2,000 at Walmart. And all he wanted to do was get this lawnmower belt because the belt was just about ready to break. I looked up the price of the belt on the internet, and you can buy it for $12.54. And if you want to replace the pulleys while you're there, there's two pulleys, and they're $13.50 for the pair. So less than $30 for parts. He dropped it off. He put it on his trailer. Dropped it off at the local John Deere dealership. By the way, all the John Deere dealerships within half of Missouri, literally half of Missouri, are owned by the same corporation, the same umbrella corporation. So they are able to do some amazing things like fix prices and charge outrageous prices. So how long would it take someone who has never done this belt swap before? For the mower, about a half an hour, 30 minutes. So he brought it in, dropped it off, went back to see if it was ready a week later, and nope. Went back again, and they said, oh, yeah, it's been ready. So it was ready the first time he went, So I went twice, and they didn't realize that they had already fixed it. And they presented him with the bill. So the $13.50 pulleys were about the same price. The belt was $16. So the total bill for the whole job replacing his belt was $324 for a half-hour job. $38 for parts and tax, $286 for labor. Anybody shocked? So, what do you do in a case like that? Well, obviously, you don't want to go back there. And I had a recommendation for him that would sting, S-T-I-N-G, that John Deere dealership. And it's really simple. And I recommended that he pursue this. And if he needs any help, I'll be glad to help him. All he has to do, because he paid for it with a credit card, all he has to do is turn that credit card over, and on the back there's an 800 number or a toll-free number. And that is customer service for that particular credit card issuer. You call that company, the credit card bank, and you say, I have a problem with a transaction. Here is the merchant, John Deere, at the particular location, the actual location name of that John Deere dealership. And here is the amount, and here is the date. And the person on the end of the phone will say, well, tell me about it. And all he has to do is say, you know, I brought this in for a belt, purchase of a belt, $16. And they installed some pulleys, and they claim they made some adjustments. Literally, there's hardly anything to adjust. It's a half-hour job. And the bill was $324. I was held up by John Deere, you know, as in Jesse James held up. And I would like to dispute this charge because it's unreasonable. In my world, I would call that the 5 o'clock surprise. Kind of like you have your car fixed and they say, well, it'll be ready on Friday. It'll be ready on Friday. It'll be ready on Friday. And you go on Friday and they say, well, it's almost ready. And then, you know, you're expecting it's going to be ready at 4 o'clock because that's what they told you. And they make you wait, and they're closing. They close at 5. And it's ready at 5 o'clock, and they say, okay. They take it off the lift, and they say, okay, here you go. Here's your bill. And you go, whoa, that's outrageous. That's a 5 o'clock surprise. There's nothing you can do because you know they're closing. They're not going to be there tomorrow. They're not going to be there Sunday. And you've got this outrageous bill, and you need your vehicle so you can get to work. That's a 5 o'clock surprise. So if that ever happens, what you do is where they say, sign your name right here on the work order or the credit card transaction. You write the word dispute, D-I-S-P-U-T-E. And then you sign your name. And that tells the credit card company, because they can see that electronically, that you didn't like it from the very beginning of the transaction payment. And what they'll do immediately, right then and there on the phone, in the case of our friend and Rich's friend, they will, the credit card bank, will reverse that transaction, take the money out of the merchant's account, take it back from John Deere, and put it into the customer of the credit card, the bank's customer. You get your money back, all of it, right then and there. Now, additionally, the merchant, John Deere, gets slapped with a fee, $35. And I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed best. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you'd like to call in and if you've got some questions about preparedness, I'm going to be talking about the tips from the book today. And I've got plenty of them, so I've got plenty to talk about. But if you've got some questions and suggestions about preparedness, and I'd like to stay focused on preparedness today, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That's the number to reach me. I'll see you on the call screen. I'll put you on the air. Okay, so what happens when you officially file a dispute with a credit card bank, your credit card bank? They take the information and the dispute starts day one and you get your money credited to your account right then and there on the phone. So you get all your money back. And banks don't do anything for free, you know that. So they charge you interest and they try to find all kinds of ways to make money on the movement of digital currency. And what they'll do is they'll slap the John Deere dealership with a $35 fee because you initiated this dispute. So John Deere's going to be frosted. Now, they have an option. They can do something or they can do nothing. If they do nothing, that money stays in your account and you get all your money. In this case, our friend would get the belt, the pulleys, and the labor for free. And that would be compensation for him putting up with this ridiculous situation. But that's probably not fair, right? But John Deere has another option. They can respond and say, they can appeal it. They can say, no, 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 no. That's what we always do. We always charge our customers so much money. And then the bank can say, you think that labor charge of $286 for a half-hour job is fair? No. We're going to cut it in half. We're going to split it, and you only get half back. So the bill becomes a little bit more reasonable, but it's still an overcharge. That's how it works. Now, if John Deere responds, and they have to respond in writing to the bank, when they respond, they can do it by email or by, you know, physical USPS mail. But they have to respond in writing, and they have 30 days in which to do that. If they fall outside the 30 days, the customer wins. But if they do respond, what typically happens is all the money goes back into John Deere's account. It gets taken out of the customer's account and gets put back in John Deere's account. And if the customer says, hold it, wait a minute, that's ridiculous, and responds in writing because he has 30 days to do the same thing, this can go on and on until somebody gives up. The one who gives up first loses. That's the way this works. It's called a dispute. And I suggest you learn how this works. I told you how it works. I suggest you keep this in the back of your mind. And you initiate disputes when you are cheated. Now, do not do this frivolously. But if you feel that you've been cheated, and you feel that you've tried to work it out, and it can't be fixed, this is what you do. And I've done it several times. And typically the things that cause the most disputes in my world is when someone in the family is cheated with an automobile repair. It's real common because people have no idea what entails the repair of their car. They have no idea. So the merchant, the mechanic, the shop, in this case, John Deere's repair shop, ripped, in my opinion, ripped our friend off. It happened to family members. And when it does, I have the same reaction, and I help those who have been ripped off respond. And I can respond as a mechanic and say, here's what it really is. And I can cite the internet sources, and I can say, well, here's what it really should cost. Here's what the internet says. Here's how much the parts cost. You can get them at AutoZone. You can get them online. You can get them at lots of different places. Here's the proof that they inflated the prices way, like double retail. And here's how long it takes. It takes a half an hour, and they charge 2 hours. And an hour for them is, let's say, $100 or $120. Who do they think they are? You have to cut these guys down to size.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential candidates, following up on their so-called chaotic debate on Tuesday night with campaign appearances yesterday, Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania as well as New Alexandria, Ohio, where he told the crowd of his opponent in November,
an entitled, self-serving president who inherited everything in his life and squandered it.
Meanwhile, President Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, that Joe Biden would turn the state into a refugee camp if he won the election. Late last night, President Trump signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to keep operating through December 11th, the Senate passing the bill earlier Wednesday after the House passed it last week. It avoids a government shutdown that would have struck at midnight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's Facebook news and Instagram news and WhatsApp, and, well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
Facebook says it's combining Instagram with Facebook Messenger in the latest step to integrate the two platforms. Messenger replaced Instagram's old messaging service, Instagram Direct, a move that will allow users to send chat messages and share photos and videos between the two platforms. It's part of Facebook's bigger plans that would include the incorporation of WhatsApp into Facebook as well. Facebook said users will be able to communicate across apps seamlessly, watch videos together, customize emoji reactions, incorporate message controls, and easily forward content. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Twitter says it's taking down more than 100 accounts that it says originate in Iran that were trying to disrupt public conversation during Tuesday's presidential debate. Twitter noting the accounts had very low engagement and no real impact on the public conversation. And Apple is bringing more emojis to users. Among those new ones, gender-neutral Santa Claus, a transgender pride flag, and both men and women in wedding dresses. Oh, emojis are fun, but you know you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle in Montana. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Hey. Since you mentioned cars,
Kyle,
I was just going to put. Go ahead.
I was trying to think of what would be a good name for the book, and that is the name of the book. Since you mentioned cars, and it has something to do with cars, but not completely. It's not totally about cars, but it's kind of this inside joke we have here at USA Prepared. So when Rich Sheepman's on with me, he does his best to make sure I don't say that. So I say it even when he's not here.
So you got to stay in practice.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you know, so I was just going to put an exclamation point on some of the stuff you were saying there about the dealership. My daughter has a Honda Pilot, and the ignition switch went out of it, and the dealership quoted her almost $500 to replace that ignition switch. And so my daughter, being my daughter, jumps online, figures out, sees how to do it before she even calls me. She sees how to change out that ignition switch herself. But the problem is the car, even though if you change the ignition switch, you still have to go into the computer and make sure that the new key will read the computer, you know, and the computer will read that key. And so the old key has to be in proximity of the original ignition switch in order for the car to run. So what we did when she called me, because she kind of got in a little bit over her head, but she was motivated to save a whole bunch of money. And so we went and bought $112 ignition switch, if I remember correctly. I might not be right off on those numbers. But anyway, we bought the ignition switch, installed it, put it in, and so the key would turn over. But in order for the key to turn over, I had in order to get the vehicle to Honda to be able to reprogram it, I took the old key, taped it to the ignition switch, the old ignition switch, so that it would have a proximity, because it has to be in a certain proximity, taped it to it, and then the new ignition switch would start the car. And because they were telling her that she was going to have to be towed over there, and that was going to be like $65 more. And anyway, by the time we got all said and done with this thing, we got out way less than half price. They did charge us like $70 to reprogram it, and because the service writer was fixing to try to charge us her all kinds of money. And I walked out there to when he was talking to the mechanic, and I said, "Let's get this straight. All you got to do is untape that old ignition switch, unplug it, plug it into the new one, plug your computer in, tell it that this one's the new one, and put that cover back on, and you don't even have to do that. We'll do it. Take you 10 minutes." Because that guy was still wanting to try to charge us like $180-something. And I said, "Well, and that ain't going to happen, or else you'll drive it just like it is." Anyway, the mechanic looked up at the service writer and said, "Yeah, he's right. About 10, 15 minutes is all it's going to take me." "Oh, okay then. I guess we'll be all right." And so, you know, it ended up being they still charged her $70, which was, you know, at that point we were into it about $180-something rather than almost $500. So anyway, that just puts in a little bit of an exclamation point on what you were just talking about. You just have to, people have to be motivated and they have to be aware. But I had one other thought. I was going to go down a little rabbit trail with you here. So folks, I was at a gun show this last weekend, and I happened to have two very fortuitous conversations. One of them was with a gentleman who owns that provides security for Fortune 500 companies down south. And they were in big cities in Atlanta and Louisville and Kentucky and then some other big cities down there. I'm not going to name the name, of course. I don't want something to happen. But anyway, the companies have told him to put on 200 more people and have them trained and ready to go before November. So if you think that there's not going to be anything happen, I think you're sticking your head in the sand is going to be the easiest way to get your butt blowed off. So my opinion is, this guy, and so what I told him as he was, we had a conversation, like, you know, went on for a while. And what I told him at the end is I've been telling people to make sure they've got enough propane, gasoline, food, water, ability to get water, all of these things, and make sure you can get through this winter, through March of this next year, and whatever it's going to take. And he was starting to walk off, and he turned around, looked me straight in the eye, and said, "That is exactly correct." So then the next conversation that I happened to have was with another person who was one of the top executives for a major bank. And they are moving here in this area. And they said to me that before they could get permission from the bank to move, they had to provide the bank with the exact location of where they were moving to, physical address, and have 24 phone and internet access 24/7 for the next 5 months. Now, I don't know, I was talking to them and I said, why do you, what is all of that, you know, kind of security and craziness, you know, why is that so? And she said, well, they haven't said anything to me specifically, but my feeling is something is fixing to happen, or they are expecting something very bad to happen. But she did say that there is no, they haven't said anything to me specifically. So anyway, I just thought I would throw that out there. Folks, you've got, what, 40-some-odd days till the election, and the crazies are already winding up before the election. And there's reports coming in that they are somehow getting weapons. And it ain't stuff that you go down here to your local hardware store and buy. So anyway, I think this, if this is a rough winter, there's going to be a huge die-off. Because in my opinion, the mom and the dad that just has a hunting rifle that is starving to death will do very mean, crazy things to get food for their family, because they know they're going to die anyway if they don't. The person that has nothing to lose has everything to gain. So I'm just throwing that out there. People can do with it whatever you want. I know I have been going full tilt, Vince, all summer long, because I've been able to see this thing and coming for since the beginning of last spring. And we've put in and harvested the largest garden we have ever done. And my wife is still working on it, and I'm working on it and keeping everything going, figuring out different resources for power, and different options for things, and extra everything. So I'm hoping. I hope I'm so wrong. I hope I am wrong so bad. But if I'm not wrong, it's a matter of life and death. So anyway, just
I've got some comments about. Do you have time for a few comments?
Oh, you bet. I called in to stay with you for a while if you want.
That's great. I'm delighted that you did, Kyle. Okay, you mentioned the ignition switch. So, yes, that particular Honda ignition switch can be had for as low as $85 for an imported, Chinese copy. Or you can spend, $165 for that switch, depending on which one you get and how greedy the seller is. But that's the internet price. And we had a Ford Escape here. We were working on it. It was a 2003. And that little bugger, we needed to change the computer. And it's real easy. It's maybe a 15-minute job to change the computer. You just open the hood, take out one bolt, take off a connector with a lot of wires on it, take that off, put the new computer in. But the new computer will not recognize the old key because there's a transponder in the key, kind of like the problem that you had. And so we did some research, like, what do you do? Well, you tow it to Ford and you can, have them use their computer. Well, really, there's a workaround. And one of those, what you said, there's a transponder in the plastic part of the key, and you put the two keys together, and it may work. But in order to program the new key, or the key to the computer, it's kind of a hidden thing. But what you do, and this is kind of close, but it's not exact, because I'm going from memory from months and months and months ago. But you put the old key in the ignition, and you step on the, turn it to on, run, not start, but, to the previous position before starting it, the run position. You step on the gas pedal three times, take out the old key, put in the new key, step on the gas pedal three times, and it's programmed. But where does it tell you to do that? You got to do a lot of research to figure that out, because Ford isn't going to tell you. So these new cars with these plastic transponders in the part that you hold with your thumb and forefinger, they've got a transponder in them. They're expensive, and they won't. You just can't get any key at Walmart and have it work. The days of the 39-cent keys and the 29-cent keys, that's over. It's absolutely over. We had a BMW in here that had a broken key. And so in order to make that work, you had to take the plastic transponder from the old key and use it with the new key in order to make that work. Otherwise, it's $750 for the key. We got some comments about the other things that you were talking about, the Civil War.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's joined us from Montana. And Kyle, you've brought up some very, very good points. And one of them is that you're going to have to figure out how to fix these things on your own, class. Literally. Because the cost that these monopolies have decided they can get away with is over the top. You know, this $324 to put a belt and two pulleys on a lawnmower is out of control. And the same gentleman went to the Ford dealer with his Ford truck, and the traction control light came on, said that, you know, there's a concern. And so he brought it to Ford, and they said, okay, well, we're going to charge you to tell you what we think we could do to fix it. So they charged him, and then they said, it'll be about $900, and we're going to replace parts until we get it right. So the first part we're going to replace is going to be $900. But we don't know if that's going to solve the problem or not. So what we did, our son bought a scan tool, a pretty sophisticated one that said that it could, you know, determine what the problem is. And it can't yet. So we have to find out why the scan tool doesn't work. So now what we're dealing with the dealerships that don't have the knowledge, the training, the expertise, the tools to fix the problem right off the bat, because they don't know. And that the reason that some of this is happening is because the vehicles have become so complex. Because the generally dumb public thinks it's great to have a driver's side control for the heat and air conditioning separate from the passenger side. It's ridiculous. You know, it used to be, and I'm challenged. I'm literally challenged trying to fix some of these vehicles. I recharged an air conditioning system on a Mercedes. It was really simple. I knew what the problem was. The compressor locked up. So we replaced the expansion valve. We replaced the receiver dryer filter. And it was an external compressor lockup. So it didn't explode inside. So we didn't have to worry about, you know, bits of metal and shavings and so forth being inside these fine passages of the air conditioning system. So we added extra parts just as a precaution. The receiver dryer filter, which is one part, and the expansion valve, and we replaced the compressor, and I charged it, and it didn't work. I'm thinking, what's with this? I've been doing this since the 70s. I know how to do this. This is, you know, something that's common for me to do. And it wouldn't work. And the reason was we had to tell the climate control computer in this Mercedes, a 2004, hey, reset and start working. That's what we had to do because it didn't know what to do. It got confused. So there's a transmission control computer. There's a ignition system computer. There's the every kind of computer you can think of is in these cars. Suspension. And we can't live with them. And the dealerships can't fix them. And the mechanics don't want to pay the money out of the small shops to buy these expensive computer tools in order to diagnose the problem. Because it's not just the mechanical issue anymore. It used to be really simple. If the engine didn't start, it was either an ignition problem or a carburation problem. I mean, you know, those were the two focal points. Now, carburation or the ignition system could be computer controlled. So the ignition could be right, but the computer could be failing. Or it could be the fuel injection system. Or who knows? Because you need a computer to figure out what's wrong with the computer. That's where we are today. So I suggest you don't buy new cars. I mean, it's crazy to buy a new car because they're hard to fix and expensive to fix, and they're unaffordable to keep. That was one thing. So learn what you can to keep what you have. And one of the discussions that we had with our friend yesterday was he was thinking about buying a new truck, and I said, I really love your truck. I think it's a wonderful truck. Please don't buy a new truck, because he was thinking that if he had a new truck, at least it'd be under warranty. But they're so complex, he can't fix them. And 2 years, you know, after the warranty, or 1 year, whenever the warranty's over, now you got a real problem, because they're more expensive to fix than the one he has. So I believe he's not going to be buying a new truck, and I'm delighted about that. But, you know, we had that discussion. Next thing I'd like to talk about, since Kyle mentioned this, and I believe we're 50 days away from the escalation of the Second American Revolution combined with the Second Civil War. We're already in it, in my opinion. But I believe it's going to escalate on Election Day, or the day after, or a couple days after that. And the reason I say that is because the Democrats aren't going to be pleased if the Republicans win, and vice versa. So no matter who wins, it's going to be a mess. And there's going to be claims, I mean, I can just see it from here, that there are going to be claims that the election was stolen. It was pre-decided. And both sides are going to be angry, no matter who wins. So that's when the escalation begins. And I'd like to share with you, and Kyle can add in when we come back. Have you seen the television series from the 1960s? It started in 1962 through 1967. It's called Combat. It was set in France during World War II. And the austerity, the poverty was unbelievable. And that's where we're headed. We'll be right back, and I'd love to hear Kyle's comments about the television show with Vic Morrow and Rick Jason, Combat.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.